Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. This week we have Breaking Bad Habits and Am I Sexually Compulsive? One reader writes, Dear Angelo, I've recently met someone that I really like and the feeling's mutual with him. I'd like this to continue, but I have a bad track record. It's a steady string of 3 to 4 month relationships that just sort of fall apart for various reasons. They're too busy for anything serious or I lose interest. What are the best tips you can give to better my chances of breaking a cycle that I'm already aware of? Signed, Breaking Bad Habits. Dear Breaking Bad Habits, awareness is an important first step toward change. For instance, if I find myself involved with alcoholic men over and over, I can't break free from that dysfunctional relationship pattern until I become aware of how I've been affected as an adult by my father's drinking in childhood. Awareness by itself isn't enough, however, to create change. I may be aware that I have to lose 15 pounds, quit smoking, or meditate every day, but that's not good enough to actually lose the weight, to be smoke-free or feel peaceful. In order to lose 15 pounds, stop smoking, or feel relaxed, I have to put a great deal of effort into making it happen. I have to take new action. I gotta exercise, I gotta quit smoking, I gotta sit and meditate. This is where most people fall short. Awareness without taking right action is like wishful thinking. More people don't change because it's hard. It requires sacrifice. It also leads us into new and unfamiliar territory, which may feel strange and scary. But you can do it. Being a gay man in a heterosexual culture, you've already proven you're resilient. Like a gay G.I. Billy doll, you have the courage it takes. So my take-home tip is, in order to change something you've already become aware of, you have to put in the effort to step outside your comfort zone, make new choices, and actually do things differently this time. Building a support network is also a vital part of initiating and maintaining this process. All my best. Another reader writes, Dear Angelo, can hypersexuality be a manifestation of low self-esteem? Signed, Am I Sexually Compulsive? Well, dear sexually compulsive, yes, sex can make us feel powerful, serving as an antidote to an underlying sense of inferiority, shame, and low esteem that can come from internalized homophobia. While being careful not to pathologize sex and fall prey to conservative views that are so often used to vilify and shame gay men, it is important to recognize the difference between sexuality coming from a high sex drive and sexuality from low self-esteem. Sexual expression is natural, healthy, and affirming, and different people do have different sex drives. But when your need and preoccupation with sex interferes with your normal daily living and relationships, it's a problem. Other signs of a potential problem are attempts to control, reduce, or hide the behavior. Sex can be used like a drug. For instance, if I feel compelled to have sex in order to feel pleasure, I may be putting a band-aid on painful emotions that I don't like to feel, like anxiety, sadness, or emptiness. Sex can temporarily fill the void, but the fix doesn't last long, so there's an impulse to repeat the sexual behavior over and over where one feels compelled to satisfy the urge. If you think you suffer from sexual compulsivity, join a gay affirmative 12-step group like a Sexual Compulsive Anonymous and seek professional help for relief. You do need support to feel your feelings. It's avoiding them that drives the compulsion. All my best. That's it for now. Be sure to remember and take care of yourself, and visit AskAngelo.com, where you'll find lots of exciting features, including great articles, teleseminars, polls, an e-zine, a profile area where you can chat with other members, and much, much more. Also, look out for my book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, hitting stores March 8, 2008. And if you live in New York, be sure to attend some workshops and retreats. Well, that's all for now, and see you next time. I'm out.